listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 9th day of May. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to get not one, but 2 Maytag rear washers for your team. You'll be a hero, gentlemen, if you get this. Seriously, you will. So check it out. There's lots of ways to find these on Craigslist, eBay, farm auctions, and so forth. This is the half hour I look forward to every week, where we talk to my friend Steve Hunt. And Steve Hunt is the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial, goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website at thelibertyman.com. Business that will help you understand, educate yourself, learn everything you need to learn about investing in physical gold and silver, gold coins, silver coins, gold bullion, silver bullion. And Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
I'm naming you the official economic advisor of the John Moore Radio Show, effective immediately, sir.
Wonderful.
So, I'm sure you're up to the task of this very important duty, because we talk to thousands of people every week about the economy, about wealth, acquiring wealth, protecting wealth. No matter what the circumstances might be, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is the protection of wealth. And if you want further information, just go to my website, click on the Gold Wealth Financial logo up there at the top of my homepage. Instantly, you'll be at goldwealthfinancial.com. And be sure and order the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. You can get it online as a free download. If you don't have internet access, a lot of my listeners do not have internet access, give Steve a call at the following number, area code 480-440-7100. Steve, this economy, President Trump made a speech last night down in Florida, and it was a true statement he made about our economy being the envy of the world. That's a true statement, isn't it, Steve?
I believe so.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And this is a time to take advantage of that. People are working in record numbers. We got record low unemployment. Wages are increasing, which means people are having discretionary income that they can spend on watching professional sports, or airplanes, or sailing boats, or whatever they want. And some of that discretionary income, I believe, should be spent on preservation of wealth, where many of these things, if you get season tickets for a football team, that discretionary income is just entertainment that's gone forever once it's money spent. Where if you spend money on gold coins and silver coins, that money will be there for yourself, for your children, and your grandchildren in the future if needed. Right, Steve?
Well, of course. It's even like a savings account or insurance policy for the future events.
That's right. So this is a wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen. Almost everybody has some discretionary income. Even in third-world countries, they buy their gold and silver. They buy gold in the form of gold teeth that at the time they pass, the gold teeth are removed to help the family economically. Well, hopefully you won't need to be buying gold teeth as a way of saving gold. You can do it by contacting Steve Hunt at Gold Wealth Financial and educating yourself. And Steve, your customers, they all have their individual needs, their individual circumstances, and your job is to work with them, understand their individual needs, understand their individual goals, and then help them achieve their goals. Right, Steve?
Yeah, you couldn't have said any better. You know, everyone has a different reason for why they want to buy a metal, whether they're looking for privacy or they're worried about the collapse of the dollar down the road or they're worried about the stock market collapse. You know, the one thing that we do is we'll listen to you. We'll guide you down the right path. You know, we're going to hold your hand the entire way. And then once you do make that first investment with us and your first transaction is completed, you know, we're going to touch base with you every single week and let you know what's going on. You know, we're never going to say, okay, that's it, goodbye, we're done. You know, we're a full hands-on company, so we're going to stay with you and let you know what's going on every step of the way.
Right. Now, Steve's company is not the corner of the family room where they've got a TV with kids on one end and Steve's business is on the other end of the family room. No, this is a real brick-and-mortar business, which you can make an appointment and come in and meet Steve, meet his people at 6702 East Cave Creek Road, Suite 1, Cave Creek, Arizona, 85331. A real office manned by real people with a coffee maker in the back. And it's a real business with real people that is not some kind of somebody's fantasy of a part-time business. This is the real deal when you work with your people. Right, Steve?
Very true. We've already had a few of your listeners stop by so far this year.
Well, we're only into the fifth. Is this the fifth month? I've lost track.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. My, how time flies. well, it's an educational process, first of all. Steve's not going to rush you into buying what he wants to sell you. No, that's not going to happen. What Steve and his people are going to do is consult with you and talk with you and find out what your goals are as opposed to selling the coin of the week. Right, Steve?
Correct. You know, there is no ulterior motive here. That we don't try to push anything, you know, that doesn't benefit you. There's no reason for that. You know, and reputation means the world to me. And we've spent a long time making sure that we are probably the most reputable company that you can deal with, and you're never going to find a negative word about us. You know, we've gone a great deal for that because we want to make sure that what we're doing is exactly what you need. And if you're going somewhere and you're talking to somebody and they're trying to tell you something other than what you're looking for, then you know, even if you don't make an investment with us, at least call me for a second opinion, and I can guide you down the right path if you're trying to go somewhere local.
I know I bought some Michelin tires earlier this week, and I learned a long time ago, Steve, if I go to a place that sells tires and I'm asking for Michelins, if the salesman doesn't have them, he's trying to guide me to another brand that's just as good, I know I'm in the wrong place. I turn around and walk out. And what impresses me about Gold Wealth Financial is that financial professionals, men and women in the banking industry, they're your customers also. Now, typically, men and women in the financial industry, if they're doing business in a related field, they're going to go with a company that has an excellent reputation that they can count on, aren't they, Steve?
You know, that's exactly it. It's, you know, a lot of people that have picked us because of, you know, doing research about us on Investopedia or looking online and finding articles about our company, you know, that have been written or interviewed, and you know, it's given us a lot of good notoriety and a good reputation. So, you know, a lot of people trust us.
And I do that for good reason, because Gold Wealth Financial is a trustworthy company run by Steve Hunt, who's a trustworthy guy who will help you. A lot of people don't know. They need clarity and focus when they call you or visit you, because they really don't know how to achieve it. They know what they want to achieve, but they don't know how to achieve it, do they, Steve?
That's very true. You know, a lot of people that are looking for safety, they don't know what they want. You know, it's the same thing if you go and look for an insurance policy, or you're going and look for a warranty on your car or something like that. You know, you know that you want it. You don't know what the options are and how to achieve it. So, you know, what we do is you know, everybody's case is a little bit different. So, you know, just give us a call or stop by, and you know, we'll talk with and chat with you for at least, you know, 15, 20 minutes about just what your wants and needs are. And then we'll go from there, and we'll give you some advice.
Right. Well, going back to the United States economy, this is a grand time to be alive in America. Lowest unemployment in basically half a century. Now, that's no guarantee what will happen a year or 2 years or 10 years from now. Things can change rapidly. We don't know. I don't know what the future is. I don't have a crystal ball. I know what some of the possibilities are. But I do know that what appears to be the luxury of time may be a complete illusion. The time to get prepared for hard times is during good times, isn't it, Steve?
Well, it sure is. I mean, you know, I'll give everybody a funny example. You know, we talk about the economy and how good everything is and jobs are, you know, and my wife has been at her company for 13 years and she just got laid off. And, you know, you don't ever see it coming, and there's no reason for them to do the layoff. They're actually, you know, booming and doing very well. But, you know, things happen, and sometimes you're not prepared for it. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to, you know, prepare ourselves in life for just about every situation. And you know, even though we are expecting another child, and sometimes that's a little nerve-wracking, you know, you got to be prepared. I mean, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best in every situation. It's just how you have to go about life.
Right, right. Well, it's a fast-changing world. I graduated from college in 1972, getting a degree that did not exist only 6 years earlier when I graduated from high school. A friend of mine was a top technician on a piece of office equipment that almost every office in the United States had, and it was the IBM Selectric typewriter. He could take a beat-up IBM Selectric typewriter and refurbish it to brand new. But within a period of just 3 or 4 years, he no longer had a career because nobody was buying the IBM Selectric typewriters anymore. So things change. And that's one thing that we can count on, is things changing, and changing dramatically to where you may have a skill set that people don't want or need anymore. You may have a company that gets bought out. Now, locally here in Metro St. Louis, Monsanto, which is sometimes called Monsanto, has been bought up by the German company Bayer. And, of course, they promise nobody's going to be laid off. That's what they do every time there's a buyout. And on one hand, on the other, of course there's going to be layoffs. That's a given. Because they've doubled their administrative staff worldwide, and they don't need double their administrative staff worldwide. So obviously that's going to change. So what you need, something you can count on. And if you own physical gold and silver that you have personal physical custody of, that's solid. That's real. You can pick it up. You can look at it. You can put it back in the safe or wherever, whatever safe storage facility you've got access to, and go to bed with some peace of mind knowing that you've got that to fall back on no matter what happens, right, Steve?
Well, yeah, you know, and the funny thing is a lot of our clients that contact us, they have gold and silver already. Now, a lot of people aren't new to this idea, and they contact me because they're looking for a second opinion. They want to know if what they have is the right thing. A lot of your listeners have called me saying, you know, we have gold and silver. Is this the right thing? Some people have bought the metals is what they were looking for. Some people have been completely duped. And yep. You know, they've been told one thing, and they got exactly what was not what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You don't buy super rare coins if you're looking for short-term holds.
A couple of weeks ago, you told a story about somebody who bought a bag of 1,000 silver dollars, and turned out they had a bag of 1,000 washers from the local hardware store. Oh,
yep.
How sad and how disappointing would that be?
That's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. You know, it's someone who spent $15,000 for a junk bag of silver at the time, and you know, come to find out it was nothing. You know, you got to be so very careful with what you do.
This canvas bag had a seal on it. Don't break the seal, because it'll degrade the value of the bag if you break the seal.
But let's make sure everybody's 100% on the same page as us. The seal means nothing. The bag means nothing. It's about the coin on the inside. So make sure that you guys are checking everything.
I wonder how many bags of washers from the local hardware store. Oh, man.
If it happened to one person, you know it's happened to others.
Oh, how fraudulent, how disappointing that would be. Well, when you're dealing with, and I don't know the details, but I want to get into the details of how that transaction took place, but when you're dealing with Steve Hunt and Gold Wealth Financial, you've got a solid guy with a solid business, a brick-and-mortar office that you can walk up to, walk through the door, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and talk about what needs to be talked about. Talk about what your goals are, about the realistic ways of achieving goals. Not pie-in-the-sky fantasies, but realistic ways of achieving goals. Right, Steve?
That's it. You know, there's a lot of things going on right now that people might not be paying attention to. I mean, the stock market's down almost 1,000 points in the last week. You know, those are good indicators for gold is about to take a pretty decent run. You have, warships on the way to Iran. You know, if we get in any type of altercation with them, that means the oil prices are going to shoot through the roof even more than what they are. You know, gas prices here are hitting $3.50, a gallon. You know, imagine what that's going to do if we go to war and oil prices spike. Well, if oil goes up, so does gold and silver. I mean, these are things that you should know as an indicator for markets to say, okay, well, try to take advantage of short-term bumps like this. You know, what's that mean if my stock market's going down? You know, what's going to happen if we go to war? What will happen to my stock market account? And then, people that already have gold and silver, maybe this is a chance for you to take profit on what you've owned for the last, 5-10 years. Now, if we do have this type of escalation, maybe you should take your profits and then sit back, wait for gold to maybe take a correction and get back in. There's so many variables that come with every investment. You really have to take advantage of everything.
Right. And these are serious decisions that involve serious dollar amounts. You know, whatever your customer's financial wherewithal is, they may have very serious financial ability or a very modest financial ability, but no matter which end of the spectrum they're on, it's serious for them, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. I mean, anytime you're talking about your financial standing and, and your savings and the money that you put aside for security, it's got to be very serious. You have to take it serious. You've worked all your life and everything that you work for, you should be protected and make sure that you're doing the right thing. And you can't take that any, more serious than how you feel about it. So
you have to put
100% in.
Right. On your website, goldwealthfinancial.com, you've got a blog, B-L-O-G, and an article published yesterday titled, May the 8th, titled, Is a Return to the Gold Standard Imminent? Now, that would be a great thing and a shocking thing if it was to happen. And, of course, for men and women who own gold already, it would be a very pleasant surprise, wouldn't it?
It would be a very pleasant surprise, and I think we really are. This is on the verge of happening. There's so much information
That would be historical. That would be absolutely historical. We got a break. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 800-313-9443.
Here's a little song. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at goldwealthfinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at goldwealthfinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south.
All right, we're back, listening. We're back. Jared Morgan on Thursday, the 9th day of May, visiting with Steve Hunt, the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. Link on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, you can give him a call, and he will send you a copy of his publication that will help you understand how to get started in investing gold and silver. That telephone number is 480-440-7100. President Trump is a businessman. He's going to be opposed in this next election by probably a man who's never had any success of any consequence in the private sector. Most likely Joe Biden, who I don't believe has had any success in the private sector of any consequence that I'm aware of. I think it's all public sector employment. But President Trump understands economies. He understands business. And if anybody was going to get us on the gold standard, it would be Donald J. Trump, wouldn't it?
I believe so. I mean, he's taken every step so far. You know, President Trump talked about it while he was running for president, how it's very important to our economy to make this move. He has been trying to appoint Herman Cain and Stephen Moore to the Fed board. The minute that that happened, the government went crazy, and they started researching past of these two gentlemen, and they started going after every single word that they said. You know, the Fed is terrified that Trump's going to put so much influence that he can snap his fingers and go back to a gold standard. He knows what needs to be done, and the government's going to fight him the entire way, just like they have in everything else. They don't like the decisions he's making because it doesn't benefit their pocketbooks.
Right, so, the deep state. The deep state.
Exactly. Yeah. And the deep state is ridiculous. So, you know, the one thing I have to say for Trump is he really does do what's best for the United States. He doesn't care about politicians and you know, how they get their kickbacks and the deep state, you know, junk behind the scenes. You know, it's he really is trying to look out for us. And everything
well,
he's done so far has been to benefit us.
Right, right. Well, he's scaring the pants off the deep state. And
He is.
This is a heads up for everybody listening, that the gold standard, if anybody can bring it back, it will be Donald Trump. And if and when the gold standard becomes reality, those people who already own gold, and of course silver will be drugged along with it, those people who already own gold will be very pleased and very happy to find out what's happening with their investment in gold, won't they, Steve?
Well, here's the thing. There's been so many studies about this, and people have said the only way this works is to go to a gold standard, and then the government now controls the price of gold. Well, if they increase the price of gold now that it's back in the U.S. currency, and they increase that price to $5,000 or $10,000, now magically your dollar is worth, you know, 10, 20 times more what it is today. You pay off that old debt with pennies on the dollar, and all of a sudden you're out of debt, and the dollar looks, you know, amazing, and there's no reason to get rid of us in the world basket of currencies, because now our currency is backed by something like, you know, the rest of the currencies that are in that basket. So you have to really look into this and see, but it really is astounding to do the research and see what would happen to the price of gold. And anybody who has gold now, you know, you have ounces of gold, or you have the right, you know, type of coins or bars. No, good grief, you think you're happy with $1,500 gold, you know, coming up here pretty soon. Imagine what it would be at $5,000 or $10,000. You'd be ecstatic.
Well, since Richard Nixon went to what's called the petrodollar, we've had the largest transfer of wealth in the last 5,000 years from North America and, of course, Europe to Saudi Arabia, where they, I know in Yemen, not Yemen, but one of those protectorates there, they use Rolls Royces for taxi cabs.
Yeah.
And that's going to end. And good riddance. They can have that godforsaken part of the world to themselves without our money anymore. We will be finally completely free and independent of Saudi Arabian oil and OPEC oil and all the rest of that mess over there. And we can leave them alone economically, politically, and militarily, because we simply won't need them or what they've got anymore once we go back to the gold standard. So if you want to participate in what's coming, it's either going to be good or bad. If it's good, having gold will help. If it's bad, having gold will help even more. So regardless of what's coming, having gold and silver will be a benefit, won't it, Steve?
I agree. You know, I've said this before, my motto is pretty clear. Plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Absolutely.
That's why you call it insurance. That's all it is.
Steve, we're just about out of time. What words of wisdom do you want to leave these folks with this week?
You know, it's unfortunately going to be the same word I have used so many times before. Is procrastination is a killer. You know, you guys
absolutely
just take the first step and look into it, and then go from there, and you can make a better educated decision.
Outstanding. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I look forward to it.
Okay. We've got a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Stay tuned.
You only live twice. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 9th of May. It is the 9th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do have energy clearance for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I box them up. I take them to a little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where every Friday they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet dinner for $8, including sides and the beverage. How about that? So check out the energy clearance. If you've got arthritis pain, What are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Is arthritis pain going to go away on its own? You're taking over-the-counter meds, prescription pain meds? That's not good long-term. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Check out the details on energy cleaner and the mattress pads at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal. PayPal is, in fact, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. You can call my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. It's a lot of fun doing this radio show, and I look forward to it every day. It's one of the things I really look forward to on my daily journey through life here, helping my wife, Dr. Moore. I am her primary caregiver, and her stage 4 breast cancer is certainly not getting any better, and it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be here for her. We have my two sister-in-laws are going to be here over the weekend when I'm speaking in Cincinnati at the Heavens Are Shaking conference in Metro Cincinnati, Blue Ash, Ohio. Look forward to seeing and meeting a lot of you there. It'd be good for me to get away for a couple of days. I work with a lot of different people on a lot of different topics. My friend Dave Hodges, he has an interview with Paul Martin. Let's see if I can find this thing here on his website. To Dave Hodges' website, thecommonsenseshow.com. That's thecommonsenseshow.com. The title of the article is Deep Cover Source Reveals 8,000 Russian Spetsnaz Troop Poised to Attack American Infrastructure. There was a photograph taken at Fort Carson, Colorado, where we got the U.S. Army guys on one side and the Spetsnaz troops on the other side of this photograph. And you need to read the article and listen to the interview. Now, this is just confirmation of things I'm learning myself from my own private sources. Russian Spetsnaz, these are some tough guys, and so they have some women in there also. They're very high-performing athletes, sometimes Olympic quality athletes, that the females and the men also, they like to recruit athletes in the Spetsnaz. They're well-respected and well-known in all the various militaries around the world as being as good as it gets. That's the Russian Special Forces called Spetsnaz. Spetsnaz is an acronym, by the way, for several really long Russian words. I don't know what's coming. I know what the possibilities are. I know what the possibilities are. And we have very serious enemies who absolutely hate us. They hate who we are. They hate our culture. They hate our Christian middle class that is going around the planet helping people in Asia, Africa, South America, and of course in the United States. Middle class Christian Americans spending their own money to help people all around the planet. The Satanists, the globalists, they hate this. They want it to stop. The only way they can stop the Christian middle class, Christians, from doing what they're doing is to destroy the Christian middle class, destroy our country. That's what their goal is. Now, so go to Dave Hodges' website, The Common Sense Show. That's thecommonsenseshow.com, and go to that article titled Deep Cover Source Reveals 8,000 Russian Spetsnaz Troops Poised to Attack American Infrastructure. Well, it won't be just the infrastructure. It will not be. Yes, the power grid is certainly a major target, as well as communications, water treatment plants, and so forth, bridges, railroads. They'll go after local elected officials, your county sheriff, county judges, office holders, chiefs of police, teachers, mayors. They'll go after state elected officials, state representatives, state senators, the governors of the states, and of course federal officials, except the communists that support them. Of course, what the communists support, the communist Americans don't know, is that the first people arrested after things are stabilized are the communist Americans, because the communists know they can't trust them. They can't, and here's how they think, and it's one thing I do agree with. If an American communist would become a traitor to their own country, how can they trust them? How can the communists coming over from Russia or China trust the American communists who betrayed their own country? Well, of course they can't trust them. So they'll be one of the first ones locked up and put against the wall to be shot with a firing squad. Of course they will. And I say, good riddance. The documentation is solid, in my opinion, to document Russian troops being in this country. My private sources tell me the same thing. Chinese, the same way. You need to understand this. You need to educate yourself so that when the time comes, you have the knowledge, you have the training, you have your own training, you have your own supplies and equipment, so you can resist a Red Dawn invasion. Now, when that first film came out in the mid-1980s, I sat in a movie theater with two members of my Special Forces A-team, the team sergeant and our COMO NCO, and my wife was with us. And we watched that film, Red Dawn. Watching a movie in a movie theater can sometimes have a dramatic difference in the viewing experience. So we're watching the film. Early in the film, the character named Robert, I think his father was murdered by the Cubans and the Russians invading Colorado. They're in their little hideaway, all these teenagers. I believe the oldest was maybe 19 years old or so, 20. And Robert picks up a 12-gauge hunting shotgun, and he's sawing off the barrel. And the audience in this movie theater in St. Louis, Missouri, spontaneously started clapping when Robert was sawing the barrel off this shotgun. And I'm sitting there with my two Special Forces buddies, and we just looked at each other and smiled because we knew that this was representative of the attitude of Americans when they're watching this movie. All Americans, coast to coast, it was representative. Now, I don't know if you get the same response in San Francisco or Berkeley, California, but where people think normal and have traditional American values, that was their attitude. Here's these teenagers hiding out in a not heated shelter, a hunting cabin, a little hunting shelter in the Rocky Mountains, hiding out from the invading Cubans, the invading Russian communists, with firearms that they'd acquired from a local sporting goods store, proprietor of which was executed for providing firearms to these youngsters. And the young man is sawing off the barrel of the 12-gauge shotgun to make it more suitable for tactical purposes. That was a wake-up call for me. I was delightfully surprised and pleased to hear the response of this audience watching this movie, clapping when this young man sawing off the barrel of that shotgun. I really was. I was very pleased to see that and hear that. I can't say that the Russians are going to invade. I'm going to say they can. I'm going to say it's been a goal of theirs for many decades. If you're not a regular listener to my show and you have not heard my friend Jeff Nyquist talk about this, if you haven't read his articles or read his book, The Origins of the Fourth World War, you need to. Jeff is on the second hour with me every Wednesday. Yesterday's show is archived. You can listen to it. That would be Wednesday, May the 8th, second hour. Jeff has personally talked to some of these Russian defectors. And these men, there may have been some females, I'm not aware of, but these Russian defectors, they, for personal reasons, they defect from Russia, come to the United States as a defector. They want to be away from Russia, from Mother Russia, for whatever their personal reasons are. They want to be part of the United States. And part of what they do is give us warning. And they provide details about their knowledge of the Russian plans. That's what they do. The book I keep referring people to is titled New Lies for Old. It's a pretty quick read, published in 1984. The publication date is incredibly important. Anatoly Golitsyn, New Lies for Old. If you try to spell Golitsyn, you won't be successful. just put New Lies for Old in the Amazon search box, and you'll find it pretty quick. I was so happy when I ran across this book, and I ran across it and was reading it before I ever knew Jeff Nyquist even existed. It's an excellent foundational work. Now, Anatoly Galitsyn's book talks about the Berlin Wall coming down. It talks about the East European communist countries collapsing and becoming democracies. It talks about the Soviet Union collapsing and becoming a democracy. It says all those things. And you may say, so what, John? All those things happen, and a guy wrote a book about it. What's the big deal? Here's the big deal. Publication date, 5 years before all those things started happening, 1984. That's the big deal. We got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, John. John, you know, one of the laws when the Soviets took over, one of the first laws they passed was to have anti-Semitism codes to be, you know, anybody who was an active anti-Semite could be given the death penalty. What's scary, and it's an indication of American Sovietization, right? As you know, my argument when I called Jeff Nyquist is that really we have to fight the Soviets within this country first before we even think of taking on socialists abroad, you know, and we have to depose them. And so what's going on now in the state of Florida...
Let me stop you, Paul, and this, I have a question for you and what your statement. I don't see where one precludes the other. Why can't we fight the socialist communists in this country while at the same time dealing with them overseas? Why can't both be done at the same time?
Well, in World War II, we saw that in the United States, people who were perceived as potential domestic terrorists or saboteurs are interned.
Right.
So I think it's always smarter to take care of that problem and nip it in the bud before and try to consolidate the people before you take on foreign enemies. That's why.
Right. Well, I agree both need to be taken on, but Franklin Roosevelt, if he was not, and I don't know that he was a communist, but we always hear about Adolf Hitler and what a horrible man he was, and he was certainly a bad guy on one hand. On the other, our ally, Joe Stalin in World War II, was far worse. If you measure how horrible a man is by the body count, Joe Stalin had a body count three times the level of Adolf Hitler. Why in the world did we become friends with and become an ally of the truly bad guy who was Joe Stalin? That just doesn't make any sense to me, does it to you, Paul?
It doesn't, and it didn't make any sense to George Patton, and as even Winston Churchill had a post-war regret. I think he famously said that we killed the wrong pig when referring to Hitler, and that they really should have taken on the Soviets.
We could have let the two pigs kill each other. I mean, we didn't need to go to D-Day in June 1944 and start a new front. Let the Germans and the Russian communists just whack away at each other until there's nothing left. And I think George Patton probably would have agreed with that, don't you think?
I agree. Now, this could go on contemporary grand strategy, too, John, because one of my thoughts is that why not ally with Russia now and use them against China? Like, if we could provoke those two fighting between each other, is a way smarter strategy than fighting both of them, you know, and try to pick off.
And if that could become reality, I would agree with you. But my knowledge of those two countries, I don't believe that that could become reality. It would, if it just comes down to the people and the cultures and so forth. I believe Russians and Americans should naturally become allies, but we have to deal with what's at the top before we get down to the common man. Russian men and women are great people. I love them, and they're bright, they're intelligent, they're productive, and all those things. And we should be their natural allies. But they're completely, and it's kind of funny, late in the Obama administration, I found myself agreeing with statements of the president of Russia as opposed to the president of our own country. I found that very ironic at the time it was going on. I don't know how that could happen. It's a great concept, Paul, but I don't know how it could happen.
Yeah, well, another thing, too, though, is that I always believe anyway, whenever you're talking about, like, the Spetsnaz are over here, Iranian saboteurs are over here, you can't keep a saboteur over here for too long before just the wealth and the greatness of America seduces people away from those thoughts. And that goes, I would argue, partly for the Muslim community in the United States, too, that after several generations, just the seductiveness of our quality of life is very powerful to take many of these radicals away from their ideologies and make them into Americans.
Well, let's... Yeah, hold over. We got our last break. We'll be right back. Yeah, hold on, Paul.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. All right, we're back with Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 9th of May. I'll be speaking Saturday, the day after tomorrow, Saturday, May the 11th, in Cincinnati, Ohio, an event put on by Pastor Paul Begley titled The Heavens Are Shaking. Details at my website. Just scroll down the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com to public appearance schedule. Get the details, get your tickets. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope to see a lot of you there. Paul, sometimes these geopolitical matters are mystifying, and I'm pretty sure that General George Patton was assassinated. He was in a serious automobile accident. He had recovered completely. He was going to be discharged from the hospital the following morning, and he died. And I think the powers that be did him in. What do you think?
I'm not certain. But, John, getting back to my intent of my call, just to wrap it up, if you'd be
sure.
So kind. Yeah, what's happening now is, it's like I said, how we're being Sovietized because, like the Soviets passing anti-Semitism speech laws, that's starting to happen in the United States now, in Florida, and likewise in Texas, right? And as Americans, we just can't have that. We have to have equal protection under the laws. You can't have certain protected minority groups that have special protection status than Gentiles or other racial religious groups. You just can't have it. And so, you know, and I'm kind of disappointed with President Trump because, you know, we're supposed to have free speech. We have a thing called the First Amendment. And shame on the state of Florida. You know, they're going to Israel to sign that legislation.
I was not aware of that. No, I don't want to see special protected status for anybody. We all should have equal protection under the law. That's the Constitution that runs our country, equal protection under the law.
Exactly. And the state of Florida should be ashamed of themselves. Listen, if they want to be more draconian with punishments for people who commit crimes, then do it. You know, if you want to have a gallows for murderers, that's fine. But don't just target free speech. It's so against our American history and our traditions. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Well,
and that was
okay. Well, Paul,
and I hope you address that issue and look
comments.
Into it.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Good comments. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John.
Saturday I will be speaking in Cincinnati at the event titled "The Heavens Are Shaking." We'll be talking about Planet X and related matters. Pastor Paul Begley. I'm amazed at all the people that listen to Paul Begley. He's got a huge, huge following of people I know that follow Pastor Begley's work. It'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, our cruise. We have a Caribbean cruise coming up. Everything needs to be in place by the 4th of July. Get your tickets bought and ready to go. Get the details on the Caribbean cruise at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you do not have internet access, give Betsy a call. Betsy Murphy, 636-530-9502. Thank you very much. Tim Spencer has a show tomorrow. I'll be back live Monday. In the meantime, get the medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.